listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader. Catch it, covering North Alabama. We're all over the place, man, from Tuscaloosa over to Gadsden, from Clanton up to the Tennessee line. We even got parts of Mississippi, Tennessee, and Georgia in the listening audience. So thank you for being a part. I got to tell you this, too, before I go any further. If you enjoy Right Side Radio, just know, by the way, a shout out to Chad from Huntsville, who even posted on social media that he was watching us on live online, because we do live stream the show now. So shout out to Chad. But yeah, there's so many ways to track this show, to listen. If you miss something, you can always catch it up again. I haven't even looked, Boomer. Where are we at on the podcast? I mean, what you're looking right now, bro? So yeah, right now you got options. Rightsideradio.org. That's our website. Rightsideradio.org. But on top of the fact that we have the show on the air at rightsideradio.org, you can also live stream the show every day. So I'm sitting here, I can glance across the room, and there's my face on a screen. So even though, you know, Charlene says, don't say that again. So the joke is I got a face for radio. But yeah, nonetheless, I've got it on a video now as well. So you can live stream the show on video. Then we have podcasts. Every single day, Boomer takes the show, breaks it up into sections, puts it out there where Birdman can get it. Birdman uploads it in every known form of podcasting out there. They're all available on the website, rightsideradio.org. And we've got to be getting close to, you know, something like, what, 66,000, or where are we at?
We are over 66,000.
Shut up. Where are we at? How many?
66,100.
Nice. Yes. So all right. So we surpassed 66,000 downloads of our podcast, and the second biggest audience is still
California.
Nice. Hello, California. We love you out there on the left coast. Y'all just keep doing what you can, man. We're doing ministry in a foreign land out there in California. I lived in California for a period of time. Maybe one day I'll talk through that story, but beautiful state, wonderful people, liberal politics, good Lord. So yeah, we're glad Right Side Radio is being podcasted out into a large segment of folks in California. You've also got the option of listening live by live streaming the show audio-wise. That's available to you. There's a click here button right there on the website. So all our stuff, man, all our stuff is on rightsideradio.org. I would encourage you to check it out. And do me a favor. If you live stream the show on YouTube, put a comment on there. You know, maybe make it one of your subscriptions. If you are a podcaster, I would appreciate it if you would make a comment on the podcast and give it a rating. That helps us to trend even further. All that to say, this show is out there. It's out there big. We are covering some ground, and we are not stopping now. The goal is the show keeps expanding. But it's because of an audience like you. It doesn't work if we don't have y'all. And I do not take that for granted. I do not take it for granted. So, yeah, proud to be a part of the everyday opportunity for so many folks to hear conservatives and conservative values and conservative principles. Thank you for your time. All right, listen, back to the topic at hand. COVID schmovid, what is the message? What, pray tell, is the message? So, interesting story that I was talking about with Dr. Vaughn there towards the closing moments of his segment. 1819news.com. You can find the story on 1819news.com. Andrea Tice does a great job in this story. I mean, it's and by the way, this is investigative reporting. This is when I print it out, this is at least a four-pager. That's a four-pager with small font. But it's a four-pager deep dive into a situation with this embalmer from Southeast Alabama who decided he couldn't keep seeing what he was seeing and not make it known. So he began engaging doctors and saying, here's what I'm finding. And it's not once in a while. He said, I've got hundreds of cases. He took pictures to make sure that they saw the blood clots that he was, pulling out of bodies. And they were unusual. Like in his 20 years of doing embalming for funeral homes in Southeast Alabama, he has never seen this. It's all happened since the onset of COVID and the administration of the COVID-19 vaccines. And the investigation goes on. Now this is a, and by the way, the investigative reporting extends into photographs on the article at 1819news.com. I mean, we're talking like long fibrous clots that you can tell they were an issue because there's no way anything got through that vein. But they are, they're rampant right now, according to this embalmer. And so studies are taking these into account and giving them, you know, a great deal of a review. Let me ask the question. If that's going on, why is it not being talked about on the national, you know, level? Because they don't want to talk about it. That's why. So here's the thing. The Biden administration has been exceptionally bad at capturing the message on virtually anything. I mean, think about it. Tell me what they've gotten right or messaged well since Biden took office. That's right, nothing. I mean, economics, nothing. Raising taxes, nothing. Inflation, nothing. Job reports, nothing. How about the fact that you've got international relations, Afghanistan, nothing good. You've got foreign policy with Iran, nothing good going on there. You've got the fact that, you know, allies are getting angry and things are going. So foreign policy stinks and they can't capture the message. What about internal, like our own domestic energy policies? Nothing. Gas prices through the roof. People you get the point. I could go on and on. Do you see a good messaging? Well, that extends to the pandemic. And by the way, part of that is because it's obvious by the way they do things. They are desperate. They're desperate to show leadership, desperate to show success, so much so that they're willing to either mislabel, to misquote or to misstate anything and everything, trying to capture a narrative that sounds like they're doing something. Not, you know, and by the way, the worst one is Joe Biden himself, who has been known throughout his career to be the gaffe master. I mean, literally, the guy is notorious for saying things that cause people to cringe or to get it so badly done that people wonder what it was he just said. It's gotten so much worse. Now that he's in charge and he's desperate to have a legacy of doing something right, something, that he's willing to say anything at the moment, hoping that it will be the narrative, whether it is or not. Okay, that being said, I've got an audio clip. Boomer, you good with that audio? Let's do this. I want to point out a story that I picked up off of Newsweek. Newsweek points out that President Biden was diagnosed with COVID on July 21st. All right, so 11 days ago. July 21st. July 21st, it was exactly 1 year to the day that he did the town hall with CNN's Don Lemon, in which he said, if you get vaccinated, you're not going to get sick. You got that audio for me, Boomer? Go ahead and hit it.
We're not in a position where we think that any virus, including the Delta virus, which is much more transmissible and more deadly in terms of unvaccinated people, the various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Wow. How'd that play out? 1 year later, after being vaccinated, which required both shots, and then apparently I think he was double boosted, so he's had four shots of the vaccine in the last year, he was diagnosed with COVID. Not only that, but then he took Paxlovid, which you heard the discussion there a few moments ago with Dr. Jordan Vaughn, and then the Paxlovid did what it did for a period of time. He tested negative, allegedly. Got right back to work, even though you could tell he didn't have his oomph back yet, which is, you know, not unreasonable. But, oh, by the way, he's in a rebound case of COVID right now. So the man who leads the nation, leads the world in many ways, told us 1 year to the day, if you just get the shot, if you just get the shot, you're not going to get sick. Well, how'd that play out? Oh, he got the shot four times, and he got sick. So my question is this. If the commander-in-chief can get vaccinated and double boosted, if the man who is probably the most cared for, watched over, guarded man in the world, if he can be vaccinated and double boosted after telling us that you won't even get sick if you get the vaccine, if he can get it, why is it necessary then for us to axe all of these U.S. military troops from our uniformed services because they haven't gotten the vaccine? Why? Why is it necessary to kick them out of their careers, to end their military service, to degrade our military readiness, to destroy state readiness when it comes to dealing with natural disasters through our National Guard? Why is it necessary to kick them all out of the service if their own commander-in-chief is living proof that the vaccine does not stop you from getting the disease? What a great question. Boomer, take us to a break, brother. We'll go ahead and do that right now. We'll come back from this break. I'm going to wrap this thing up here pretty soon. You want to call in? We'll take those calls. 833-68-RIGHT. That's the phone number. It's 833-687-4448. 833-68-RIGHT. Right Side Radio. Phil Williams, we will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. I mentioned right before I went to the break that I think that part of the messaging issue is the fact that, you know, what we're seeing doesn't match what they're saying. That is so often the case with the Biden administration. And by the way, I will acknowledge that everyone in a position of leadership sometimes has to do like what we call going with what you know. Going with what you know it means you've gathered all the facts you can. You made the best possible decision you could at the time. I don't know where President Biden got the information that if you just get the vaccine, you won't get the illness, but that's what he said. I don't know that anybody told him that. And if they did, they need to be called into account. Who gave the president the information that if you just get the shot, you won't get the illness? Because nothing could be further from the truth. You know, I was kind of cracking a while ago when we had Dr. Jordan Vaughn on that if people responded with regards to the failure rate of let's say the failure rate of the vaccine was also the failure rate that we saw in birth control pills. You know, what would you say? Well, we're pregnant. It's a good thing we took our birth control pills. Would you say that? Would any medication that had this level of, you know, lack of efficacy, would it be lauded for its failure rate? Well, I've got COVID vaccine, but as always, I remind you that I am vaccinated and boosted. Shut up. I mean, so first of all, I'm not anti-vaccine. If you want to get the shot, that is your choice. You meet with your medical provider. You make a well-informed decision. You do what you believe is necessary. I am fine with that. If that is the choice that you have made for your own, you know, your medical health, then good on you. But that's a choice you made. But the idea they're going to shove it down our throats or stab it into our arms in this case, and just say you need to get it because it stops the sickness and it doesn't. Well, you know, I mentioned the military a minute ago. Like, here's their commander in chief telling them 1 year to the day before he got COVID that if you just get the shot, man. So he said that in July of 2021, 1 year to the day before he was diagnosed himself, after, by the way, he got it after he was vaccinated and double boosted. Vaccinated and double boosted. Didn't matter. Got it anyway. Okay. But it's a lesser variant, Phil. It's not as hard as it was back then. No, it's a lesser variant, but it's still a serious thing. It's very transmissible. Maybe the symptomology is somewhat less okay. But if the symptomology is less, then all the more reason not to enforce the mandates. But they're doing it anyway. Why? Because they can't let up, because it's their narrative. And so if that is the case, if the commander-in-chief is going to get it anyway, doesn't it seem like he would come back and go, you know what, you know, I can't ax as many of the military. Well, Ron DeSantis came out. Breitbart has an article. Came out this weekend. Biden still insists on imposing vax mandates to the federal government, says Ron DeSantis, Governor Ron DeSantis. Yes, we beat him on the business mandate. We've not complied with the medical mandate. They've kicked people out of military, though, based on these COVID shots. And they're trying to kick people out of the National Guard around the country based on these. This is just wrong, he said. DeSantis said that hopefully Biden would see his recent COVID-19 infection as an opportunity to admit he was wrong about imposing the mandates and reverse his policies. Let people earn a living. Military-wide, when you take into account the Guard and Reserve, we have a 2.1 million, roughly, force. 264,000 service members are still not fully vaccinated. 264,000. That's a significant chunk. That's a 10% mark. And if that's the case, it's not just, well, it's not like it's an overwhelming number. No, no. Who are you losing? Who are they? Because you can degrade a unit's readiness by the loss of key personnel. I'm hearing right now from a young active duty officer who tells me that some of the brigade combat teams are concerned that they are not even going to be able to field a full brigade combat team, may have to cross-level some of their personnel and equipment. I'm hearing that special forces units are losing some of their, or special operations in general, are losing some of their key people. Shouldn't be that way. Especially when you consider article on townhall.com that points out that Dr. Deborah Birx, who used to stand beside Fauci all the time at the microphone, she literally said just last week, this by the way, townhall.com put the story out on July 30th. It was titled, "When Will Someone Apologize for the Administration's Overreaction to COVID?" And Dr. Deborah Birx, it points out, said in her own most recent interview, "I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against the vaccination or the infection," she says. Let me read that again. "I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccines." That's Dr. Deborah Birx, who used to stand right there next to him as the White House coronavirus response coordinator. And she literally used to stand at the microphone and give updates. And we're looking at studies now that are coming out that are saying, I don't know, maybe it reduces some symptomology, but the vaccine is not stopping the spread of the illness. And yet we're going to continue to just gut sections of our society. All right, folks, listen, I'm going to wrap that segment up. We're going to a break right now. You want to call in? I'd love to hear from you. Talk about any of the stuff we've been talking about. I'm also going to switch to number 3 on the triple dipper, Blue Dot Red State, coming up next. And I got to tell you, we got some guests coming up this week that I am pretty stoked about. I'm not letting the cat out of the bag yet, but I'll tell you soon. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.